This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey's raised tariffs on a list of U.S. imports, a sign the strain in bilateral relations continues. Last week, Washington doubled U.S. penalties on Turkish aluminum and steel exports, citing national security. The White House Wednesday lamented the Turkish move as regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the tariffs have nothing to do with Turkey's current economic woes, including a weak currency, high inflation, and debt.
Certainly, we're monitoring the situation with respect to the Turkish economy and the decline of the lira. But Turkey's economic problems, those are part of a long-term trend, something of its own making and not the result of any actions the United States has taken.
Relations have soured over the detention of Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson, who stands accused of playing a role in the failed 2016 coup. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert held out the hope these issues could be resolved diplomatically.
There's clearly work that is left to be done. The diplomacy continues. I anticipate that we will be talking with the Turkish government at some point in the future about the case of Pastor Brunson and the case of other Americans.
It was a sentiment shared Wednesday by Turkey's foreign minister.
Her şeye rağmen, biz
Mevlüt Cavusoglu said, despite everything, Turkey is prepared to talk about everything to solve the existing problems as equal partners with no threats or dictating. Meanwhile, Qatar pledged $15 billion in direct investment to shore up the Turkish economy. Zimbabwe's President Mnangagwa Wednesday filed submissions in the opposition's court challenge to last month's disputed election won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Movement for Democratic Change leader Nelson Chamisa has insisted the vote was rigged. A Libyan appeals court has sentenced 45 people to death by firing squad for killings in the capital Tripoli during the 2011 uprising. Dozens received prison terms. This is VOA News.